trailer and putting in new skins inside it. That was 64 Overlander, and then he had another shop in Louisville, Kentucky, finish out the interior for him. Anyway, he got his little motorbike, a couple months ago, I guess. He was ahead of the game, or ahead of me, anyway.
Right.
He's had it on there. He says it tows great. But I'm going to take our scales with me to Lollapalooza, and we're going to weigh his trailer and the tongue and figure out what the difference is with the bike and without, et cetera. But he says it feels fine. He went down to the International with it on the back, and he sort of didn't even know it was there. So.
Oh. Now, how's your rear end structurally?
Well, obviously his is all brand new, but mine, like yours, remember we had rear end rot and the typical problems with these things. But I had put in a new rear cross member, a heavy duty one, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. And so that was fine, but we also attached the receiver we put on is like 3 feet long. It extends forward to the next cross member, which is 24 inches ahead of the rear one. And of course, then it has to stick out underneath the bumper trunk as well. But they did reinforce the next cross member. There was nothing wrong with it other than the fact it wasn't, there just wasn't enough metal there. There wasn't even when it was new. We've just reinforced it with a sort of a sister brace,
right,
going all the way across, a sister cross member, I guess you'd call it. So it's very, very strong there now, and I am confident that we should not have any issues.
Cool. Well,
in fairness, this little motorbike only weighs 259 pounds with all full of fluids and gas and everything, so.
Well, for the last 15 years, I've been hauling around a full-blown spare tire on my bumper because it was rusted. The mount was rusted on there when I bought the trailer, and I've been using it.
Well, that's why they make cutoff wheels.
Yeah, right. That's okay. I like having it back there. Looks cool.
Yeah. Do you have one of those fancy metal covers?
No, I don't. No, that would be
why
nice.
Not?
I don't know. You haven't sent me one.
Well, I don't make them, but if you're really lucky, on eBay, at some point, you may find one for about $500 or so.
I'll keep looking.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured.
There you go. All right, that's cool. Well, I think I had put on a electric jack years ago when I restored my trailer, and I think it was just last year. And it always happens, like with you, when you're ready to pull the trailer out, that mine died. My jack, electric jack, died as well. And of course, where everybody's ready to go, got to hook up the truck and go. So luckily, laying on the ground next to the house was the good old manual one. So I unbolted the electric one, put the manual back on, and been running that ever since.
So does that mean the manual one has been lying there for 15 years?
Yeah, exactly. And it works just fine.
That's funny.
Yep, it is. But, I don't know. As long as my arm can work, I guess. Maybe it's more reliable.
Well, obviously, your new electric jack, you didn't get a handle for it.
Actually, no, I did, but it was 15 years ago, and I don't remember. The odd thing is, how you said you didn't have an Allen key? I put two Allen sets in my trailer just for that purpose, and then I forgot how to do it. I think you had to pull the head off, and then I was worried about it because the head's got a sink or something, and, everybody's waiting to go. So I'm just like, three bolts on, off, I can be leaving. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The path of least resistance.
That's right. Well, good. I'm glad both of our trailers are getting some much-needed